Hey, this is a dictation for Miss Kendra Ingram, KendraWarrington, date of birth 9/18/74, date of injury is 5/5/2022, date of service is 1/18/2024. Patient is presenting here for a follow-up evaluation. She was involved in a three-car accident where she was rear-ended first on a freeway, and then she also rear-ended the car in front when the traffic was slowing down abruptly. The patient reports that she is not going to take gabapentin as it is making her to gain weight. And she reports that Wellbutrin is actually helping her a great deal. She is in severe pain. She requests an injection of Toradol. And she doesn't want Tramadol, Tylenol number 3. She's allergic to codeine and Tramadol makes her sick. She doesn't want any narcotics. She reports that her right knee is now improving quite a bit and the pain is only 2 or 3. In the shoulders, patient reports that her pain is 6 to 7 on both sides, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on the left and 150 degrees on the right. She already had a surgery for the right shoulder. In 2023, and now she's contemplating for a surgery for the left shoulder also. Which has been done by Dr. Gary Gilliard, and she's improving. Currently, her pain level is from 6 to 7, and she denies any radiation of pain to the legs, posteriorly or anteriorly, but however, she has some pain radiating to the left arm all the way in the front and back, involving all the 5 fingers. Even on the right side, fingers are involved, however, there is no radiculopathy. ADLs are affected 8. 40% improvement is reported by the patients. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. For the additional history and for current pain medication and substance abuse, as well as compliance histories. Physical examination, blood pressure is 156/101, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 0121-014. Plan is to give an injection of Toradol, 2 cc's or 60 milligrams for current pain relief at patient request. Her MRIs have been reviewed with her. Medical records have not been obtained from the previous providers. Patient is advised to continue her treatment, including physical therapy, which has been ordered 2 times a week, along with chiropractic, laser, as per patient choice, focusing on the shoulder, knee, wrist and hand, and neck and the lower back. Patient is also undergoing neuropsych evaluation and treatment counseling, which is okay with us. Patient is being provided disability for work, household replacement, attendant care for 4 hours for 7 days, and transportation and case management also. Patient is otherwise stable and doing well. Medications are provided for this patient as follows. She is provided with Mobic 7.5 milligrams 2 times a day. For help with the healing and anti-inflammatory effects, she is also provided with Protonix 20 milligrams 2 times a day for stomach protection. Is also provided with Wellbutrin XR, as it is helping her a lot, 150 milligrams, 60 tablets, to take 1 tablet 2 times a day for mood, anxiety, and panic. She's provided with Neurontin 600 milligrams 2 times a day for help with the headaches and radiculopathy. Few research are again provided, 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for each headache for healing with the headaches, dealing with the headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient will be seen in a month's time. She has been advised about the epidural injections for the lumbar 4 to 6 and cervical 2 to 3 to bring the reasonable relief. Our EMG is considered, MRIs are considered, and patient will make up her mind. For now, she is continuing with her therapy. Thank you. And healing from the recent surgery.